Substitutes for fossil fuels. We can reasonably expect non-fossil energy sources to provide a meaningful and growing fraction of the world's energy supply. While fossil fuels will likely predominate for some decades more, in the longer term, non-fossil alternatives are likely to come to preeminence. Wind, hydroelectricity, ocean waves, biofuels, and geothermal energy will likely be extremely competitive in certain regions, but each of these is limited in some way. They depend on favorable local conditions and are generally not applicable as global solutions by themselves. The bulk of the large-scale non-fossil fuel alternatives are likely to come from nuclear power and solar energy. The constraints on nuclear energy will be primarily security-related, centering on fears of nuclear proliferation. They will also be environmental and political because of concerns about nuclear waste disposal. Solar energy, potentially the largest, safest, and longest-lasting energy source, is currently too expensive, but it is reasonable to assume that large-scale R&D over the coming decades will make it a viable and very attractive alternative energy source at the grand scale. Happily, incoming solar radiation represents about 10,000 times our society's daily use of energy. There is a vast amount of solar energy to harvest, and we've hardly begun heading down that path. One of the many potential forms of solar power is biofuels, which is the production of fuels through photosynthesis. There is currently a boom in enthusiasm for biofuels, most notably for ethanol derived from crops such as sugarcane, as in Brazil, and maize, as in the U.S. Midwest. While there is merit in the cane-to-ethanol production in Brazil, there is considerably less merit in the maize-to-ethanol boomlet, which is driven more by farm interests than good energy policy. There are two problems. The first is that Midwestern corn is actually extremely energy-intensive, indeed fossil fuel-intensive, once the full life cycle of the crop is taken into account, from the needed fertilizer input, produced with natural gas, to the transport of the input and output, to the processing into ethanol. In other words, the net carbon reduction involved is slight, or even non-existent according to some calculations. The second problem is the direct competition of corn-based ethanol and other biofuels with food crops. The amount of farmland that would have to be converted to supply a significant portion of America's driving needs through ethanol would be huge. As one analyst has summarized, anything but a marginal contribution from biofuel would pose a serious threat to both food security and the natural resource base of land, soil, and water. The best hope for more than a marginal contribution would be biofuels derived from inedible grasses, such as switchgrass, and woody plants on lands that are not appropriate for food crops. Such technologies, including so-called cellulosic ethanol, may well arrive soon, but they do not yet exist on a commercial basis. An example of low-cost carbon management. By adopting a number of practical low-carbon technologies, it is possible to bring the climate change problem under control at modest cost, indeed a far lower cost than the horrendous climate risks we will face with business as usual. The evidence is strong and corroborated by a number of studies that concerted action, begun now and carried out over the course of several decades, could avoid the doubling of CO2 at a cost of less than 1% per year of world income. The longer we wait, the higher will be the likely costs, since we would have to carry out even more radical changes in basic energy and transport infrastructure in a shorter period of time. Even though we can't guess now which of the technologies will win in the end, and the choice may well entail technologies not even mentioned or known at this point, it is worth illustrating our options by looking at one low-cost strategy to move to a low-carbon economy. In a study published in 2005, my colleague Klaus Lackner and I studied the adoption of two core, scalable, and low-cost technologies, hybrid automobiles and carbon capture and sequestration. The purpose of the study was to illustrate how, using an existing portfolio of technologies and without inventing anything dramatically new, we could avoid a doubling of atmospheric CO2. In fact, the study is already behind the times, since we considered regular hybrids, offering twice the miles per gallon of conventional cars, rather than plug-in hybrids, which may well soon offer four times the miles per gallon. First, We supposed a world in which the entire fleet of automobiles changed over gradually, so that by 2026, all the world's automobiles would be gas-electric hybrids. We found that that alone would reduce the predicted atmospheric CO2 concentration in 2050 from 554 parts per million to 534 parts per million. The costs are negligible, at least in our model, because the added costs of the hybrid battery, assumed to be $3,000 per vehicle, would be offset by the savings in fuel costs. Alternately, we supposed that carbon capture and sequestration would be phased in at every major fossil-fueled power plant between 2006 and 2036. Under those assumptions, we found that the atmospheric CO2 concentration would be around 508 parts per million in 2050, instead of the predicted 554 parts per million. Combining the phase-in of gas-electric hybrids with the CCS reduced concentrations even further, to 488 parts per million. And if we assumed that major fossil-fueled industrial facilities outside the power sector would be outfitted with CCS as well, then the CO2 concentrations would drop even further, to 468 parts per million by 2050. We assumed that the cost of CCS would be 1 to 3 cents per kilowatt hour, and we estimated that at that cost, the conversion of the power and industrial sectors to CCS could be undertaken at much less than 1% of gross world product, GWP, perhaps as little as 0.1 to 0.3% of GWP per year as of 2050. The costs would be a tiny fraction of the benefits of heading off ecological disaster.